Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Hey friends, welcome to the podcast. This is Crazy Shit in Real Estate, and I'm Lee Brown. And if we haven't met before, it's because you're new to the video segment of the podcast. I've been doing the audio version for 3.5 years. So if you're an audio listener, I'm glad you're back. Make sure you're subscribed, given 5 stars. If you're over here on YouTube trying to figure out what's going on, you probably should go back and listen to some episodes to get caught up, because it's a good time we have over here telling all the things about real estate that you never knew. And frankly, you were never going to find out on HGTV, because they make shit up and make it look easy. And today I'm very excited because this is the first time I've had a guest who is coming at us from a location, Colombia, and not Columbia, South Carolina, because that's what I guess. But he's in Colombia, but he's from London. Manesh Bendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, I'm currently in Medellin, Colombia.
And y'all, I made him laugh a minute ago before I started recording by saying Bendy like Gumby, and he giggled, which is proof that he's my age, because I don't think young people know what Gumby is anymore, Manesh. I think Gumby's out.
Well, you're only 23, right?
Thank you very much. Your check is in the mail. Only Clairol knows how old I am. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do that is in the world of real estate, and what people should know to know more about you.
Well, I started off in real estate when I was 16 years old. I started working with my dad, who was negotiating new build property deals in London. And I just got very, very good at it at a very, very young age, quite frankly, because I didn't care about hearing no. I was 16 years old. If we weren't going to do a deal, then I've got to go to school and do my homework anyway, right? So it became annoying for a lot of people that were also negotiating these deals, because they just couldn't get a better discount than I could, because I could walk in and have the ability to walk away without it actually affecting my life in any way. So we specialized in no money down deals. We organized deals for a small pool of investors, but I managed to negotiate about £20 million worth of deals. I don't know how much it would have been in dollars back then. By the time I was 18 years old, bought my first amount of property, 3 properties in London in the Canary Wharf area. And, you know, I got £1 million worth of properties with a £250,000 worth of equity and a £68,000 cashback. And so from that point, helping people invest in real estate, my mentor started teaching me about the stock market, started teaching me about other investment opportunities. And then around 2013, I had the worst experience I've ever had with real estate, which was on a Saturday night. I was called up at 11 p.m. at night, being told that a light bulb needs changing. I said, "All right, no problem. There's light bulbs in the cupboard, just spares, just change them out." And he said, "No, the contract says I have to call you." So he wanted me to drive 30 minutes at 11 p.m. on a Saturday night to go change a light bulb. And on that drive, I was furious with what was going on, thinking, hey, I'm supposed to be I'm telling everyone here about being a real estate investor, being a, you know, having financial freedom, and I'm freaking changing light bulbs at 11 p.m. at night. So I was angry on the way there. And on the way back, I decided that I needed a different way of doing it. So I decided to leverage some of the things that I was doing with the stock market to figure out how to do real estate like a hedge fund would. And really, that's been the journey with Property Profits for Life and teaching people how I invest in real estate, fully diversified with a click of a button, be able to manage a portfolio from one of these, an iPhone, anywhere in the world, have a fully diversified portfolio and generate better returns than what I was doing with physical real estate.
Take this back a step, because most people, and I'm 20 years in real estate, and it's not just the public who is panicked about investment real estate. It's also realtors, or in London, estate agents, because they don't know what they don't know. They watched one bad movie one time with a terrible tenant, or they had that guy with a light bulb and they said, screw it, this is too much work. Yep. And so they refuse to learn about it because they have their preconceived notions of how scary it's going to be. So yep. Obviously you started early enough that you were probably too stupid to have fear, because at 16, I mean, you're yep. invincible, and your dad was going to push you in the right direction anyway. Yep. So what's the first thing you tell people when they say, man, real estate's too risky of an investment? How do you get them over that initial hump?
I tell them that it is. it is too risky of an investment. If you don't know what you're doing and you don't have the right coaches around you, I was very blessed to have the right coaches around me at every moment. I'm not a person that believes that you have to have a particular coach for the rest of your life. I look at it as more of a segmented thing. So what is the next goal that you have and find the right coach for that? But it is a risky thing. You know, there's people right now that have, I know people right now that have a $5 million real estate portfolio that are working 60 hours a week to keep that, you know, working. And it looks profitable, but if you factored in your time, it would not be profitable. So there is a lot of risk to real estate. That's why you need the right people around you and the right people guiding you to be able to navigate it correctly. And the first thing I would tell them is identify what you really want. That's the goal. No one, I don't believe anyone is truly, maybe there's a few nutcases out there, but I don't think anybody is truly passionate about the real estate. They are passionate about what real estate will give them. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think that, you know, most people want freedom. They want security. They want a better life and a better future for their family and their loved ones. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And you have to be very clear on that because it's so easy to get sucked into, I want to own 200 properties. I want to own 300 properties. You should do that as long as it serves the goal that you have. So get clear on the goal and then find the strategy. Don't find the strategy and then try and dance a goal around it. That would be my advice.
Oh, that's pretty applicable to everything in life. And in fact, it makes me want to go back and revisit a conversation I had with a friend of mine who had stated his goal was to have 10,000 doors. So I should have, now I'm realizing what I should have asked was, why is 10,000 the number besides the fact that you want to prove something to the world? Because that can always be a end goal that you have in mind is just to be that person, but it should be related to that whole idea of wake up money, which is the reason a lot of people become real estate investors because it looks like great passive income. But as you've already mentioned, the passivity is not really the reality most of the time because there's so many hours that go into it. So what for you was that transition of I'm driving across town over a damn light bulb for a lazy son of a gun who could have done it his own damn self, to realize, and there had to be a better way to do this? And what steps did you take to create a different reality? Because it's one thing to envision it and something else altogether to make it happen.
Yeah, I think every step of every stage of my life where I've managed to do something, whether it was start off in real estate, become a speaker, become an educator, then make the transition to going from speaking on stage to actually running an online business that coaches now 46 people in 46 different countries to grow their wealth across three different asset classes. The one thing is getting to the point where you burn all the bridges. And so for me, what I would absolutely highlight to them is it is very important to say no more. What are you going to say no more about today? And for me, it was that ride. It was that ride at 11 p.m. coming back. Well, it was probably about 11:30 p.m. coming back home and just going, no more. I'm done with this. You know, and at that point, the property portfolio that I had, if I was to hand it over to a management agent to handle all of the work that I needed doing to it, then it would have basically broken even on the cash flow because these were prime London properties. So when you look at the cash flow, it wasn't as high as, you know, somewhere where it was in the middle of the country, for example, where you're aiming for a 20% net cash flow yield. This was a capital growth play on the property portfolio that I had, not really a short-term cash flow play. So at that point, I said no more. The next day, I handed it over to a management agent, went down to zero cash flow profit on the portfolio and found a better way to do it. Luckily, I had, you know, the tools around me and the people around me to help me understand what the better ways were. And so that was the advantage that I had. And that's really the advantage that I try and give to people now. You know, there are better ways to do real estate if you want that passive side of it, if you want to diversify your portfolio without any extra work, if you have enough properties. I think everybody should have a physical base in whatever they do. I think that's absolutely important. You should have a certain number of doors, like you said. You should have, you know, in a gold and silver side of our business, you should have a certain amount of physical gold and silver. But past a point, you've got to get to, how do I get smarter? How do I work smarter? How do I get a better leverage out of my time? And so from that perspective, you know, there are REITs out there, there are ETFs out there that allow you to instantly diversify into 150 different projects, real estate projects, with a click of a button, and generate your yields better than what you're probably getting right now if you've tracked it in your time.
Okay, so I know you can't give away all your secrets because you do have your programs that people can join into, but give us one place somebody should look to get started, which will probably tell them why they need you, to be honest. But you talk about REITs, you talk about the spiders out there. I mean, there's lots of different ways to get started in it. But if somebody were to buy a REIT today, where would you tell them to do the research so they know what they're buying? Because one of my issues as not just a realtor, but I was a stockbroker in a past life, and I would get irritated with people that want to buy stock, but they didn't understand what stock was. Yeah. So I wanted them to get very familiar with how it works and what equities mean so that they know what they're buying. And with REITs, I'm curious to know what educational pieces you're interested in that would tell somebody, here's where your money is going, so they're not just blindly following what you tell them to do.
Yeah. So, I openly tell people what my favorite REIT is. And I think that's one of the unique things about us, is because we only work with 155 clients a year, 155 new clients a year. This is, for me, my main focus, which is a mistake that I made in my early career, was that once the education side of the business started growing, I had less time to focus on my investments because they were physical deals. They were, you know, it wasn't just clicks of a button, which it is now. And so now what I've very much realized is that I like working with about 150 people per year, and I like focusing on growing my wealth through my investments, because long term, that's going to increase my wealth the most from everything that's happened. So, you know, the REIT that I like the most is VNQ. It's actually a REIT ETF, not just a REIT. And what the difference is very simple. A REIT focuses on particular projects, particular niches in real estate, and then goes and invests in those. A REIT ETF, an exchange traded fund, basically you buy one stock and it diversifies you into, in this particular case, 154 different REITs. So imagine the amount of diversification you've got. With one purchase, you're into 8 different real estate sectors, and the returns have been fantastic. You know, the REIT ETF I'm talking about is VNQ. It's one of the biggest ones out there. There's a yearly fee of 0.12%. It manages $64.2 billion of wealth. So just imagine that you're going into negotiating real estate with $64.2 billion behind you. There is no way that you will be able to get a better deal than these REITs are able to get because of the amount of capital power that they have behind them. So they do all the work. You end up getting, you know, they pay out right now a dividend of 4.52%, which isn't the highest if you're playing cash flow game, but there's also a capital appreciation side of it too, right? So they pay a 4.52% dividend. They've got a since inception 8.48% compounded return on this REIT ETF. The yearly fee is just 0.12%. You know, I had real estate agents charging me 10% to manage my portfolio, and that's because I knew them. You know, sometimes 15%. And in addition to all of that, we use then our advanced strategies with options to then generate a further 12% a year income. So you're looking at a very, very high return with one single purchase. And by the way, you know, you're getting 8 different sectors of real estate with one purchase. You're getting healthcare REITs, you're getting hotels, you're getting industrials, you're getting offices, you're getting residentials, you're getting retails, you're getting specialized properties. You're getting the best fully balanced real estate portfolio that you are ever going to be able to create with one purchase. And you're generating returns like you've never experienced before, because it's happening from your phone, anywhere in the world, from a laptop, from a computer. And that's the benefit of a REIT.
And we probably should have told those of y'all that aren't super savvy in the equities market, REIT is real estate investment trust. And these were created not too long ago to help people invest in real estate in a bigger way without having to go out and physically buy property after property with money you probably don't have. So the last question I'll ask you before I let you throw your information on there at the end is, does somebody have to have a massive amount of money to get started in this path that you're in? Or what are the minimum capital requirements, and how do you help somebody get to that point if they're not there yet?
Well, unfortunately, I don't really step into that part of the world at the beginning. So if you don't have the capital, you need to look at other great people that can help you get to the point of having the capital. I just don't have the time to step into that part of the journey. So for me, you know, you need to work with us. The average person starts with about $50,000. It's not a massive amount of money. We have clients that have got millions of dollars invested with the strategies that we have. But around $50,000 is sort of a good starting point. You can test our strategies with $5,000, but you've got to be planning to invest $50,000.
So think about it, people. You could make that happen if you are a realtor and you sell 50 houses a year. If you started chunking away $1,000 out of each commission check, before the year's over, you'd be able to start investing yourself in something that's going to take your personal financial life to a different space. It's just about planning ahead and getting educated on different opportunities in the market. And so with that being said, why don't you tell our listeners how they can find out more about your programs and your company and the strategies that you provide so that they can find out more?
Yeah, so they can go to perfectportfolio.com. We work, real estate is just one part of what we do. We have gold and silver and the stock market as well. But perfectportfolio.com has all the information. I'm sure you'll have a link to the particular training as well. So they can just click on that and it'll be easier.
Yes, everything will be in the show notes for this episode or here on YouTube. You'll see it down in the comments. But I am curious about something because you've mentioned gold and silver twice now. So how heavy are you in actual gold and silver right now, like hard gold and silver?
With Perfect Portfolio, what we try and do is give based on history, the analysis of how to structure a portfolio, I like to aim for 40% in real estate, 40% in the stock market, and 20% in gold and silver. A lot of people think you need only 5% gold and silver to balance out a portfolio. Gold Money, which is a company that manages billions of dollars of gold and silver for clients, did some research and it came out the right amount being around 20% of your portfolio at a time of a rebalance. So I like to aim for those numbers. You know, a lot of people think that for gold and silver to go up, everything else needs to collapse, and it's not true. Gold and silver will go up as the stock market goes up, as real estate goes up. And the simple reason for that is portfolio diversification. Hedge funds that are the biggest drivers of gold and silver prices, because the market is so small, a little bit of buying is going to drive the price up. If their assets under management has gone from, you know, $100 billion to $125 billion because of the market going up, they now need to reallocate some of that extra $25 billion into gold and silver, which is what Ray Dalio right now is talking about today, in fact, in Davos. So, you know, these are the things that will drive gold and silver prices up, even if there is not a crisis in the economy. So I'm not a guy that's a doomsday guy. I'm never going to be. I believe in people and economies and our spirit way too much to think that everything's going to collapse. I'm not one of those guys. Saying that, gold and silver are still going to go up because we're all going to do really well.
But if an apocalyptic thing happens, you're in better shape than most people. Let's be real, because we're not going back to the gold standard because our governments are just never going to be that conservative with their fiscal responsibilities anymore. But anyway, that being said, that's a whole different rabbit trail to go down altogether. Thank you so much for being on the show and for providing a little bit of insight and information into how to get a little bit bigger thinking with your real estate. So come on, guys. I know you all used to thinking house to house and you think about your personal house and maybe a rental house, maybe thinking a little bit bigger could be the key to getting those goals that you need to have before you put the strategies in place. So thank you for being on the show, and I hope to hear more about your programs in the future.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, all the information's in the show notes. Reach out to him with your questions because I don't know any more about this than you do, but I'm going to be going to perfectportfolio.com myself to see if I should throw some money over there. And if you want to talk about some random angle of real estate that people should know about, you can hit me up here in the comments or at Lee Brown on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe and hit me for 5 stars so that you can come back for more fun next time. And we'll see you on the next episode.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.